Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
On this edition of Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, we catch up with Magic point guard Markelle Fultz. We get a full update on his day-to-day rehab, how his spirits are holding up, and what lies ahead for Markelle as he tries to return to the basketball court. We get his thoughts on the current team, how these guys are playing right now. Cole Anthony, who's thrust into starters minutes until his injury. And then the myriad of injuries that have hit this Magic team. He weighs in on that. Much more with Markelle on his good friend Chase Young and the great year that he had with the Washington football team. Of course, they're very good friends, and they played basketball together at Dematha. So we touch on that as well. And then what lies ahead for Markelle here next year as you start thinking about this young core of Magic players returning to the team next season. Lots to get into on this edition of Magic Pod Squad with Markelle Fultz, presented by Kia.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
And this podcast is brought to you by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Dante Marcatelli, David Steele, Jeff Turner, George Galante, and we are joined by Markelle Fultz. And let the record show, fellas, we have done a number of these podcasts. Whatever time we set and establish for whoever is our guest, never have they called in 1 minute early to do the podcast until now. Thank you. Thank you, Markelle. That is quite an accomplishment. We appreciate the timeliness.
No, always. I try to be a little bit early all the time.
Well, that's great. Hey, it's great to catch up with you. We look forward to kind of going over a lot of things. But first, I want to start with your good buddy, Chase Young. I think that's right. I mean, how much fun was that for you?
He grows up with We're starting with a Washington football guy.
Yes, we are.
Come on, man. You're already putting me in a bad mood. This is terrible. All right, that's fine. Go ahead.
With seven wins, they had a better record than Georgia's Giants.
I know.
But, I mean, how much for a guy that grew up in Maryland and gets to play for the hometown team, the Washington football team, get to the playoffs, go against Tom Brady in the postseason, how much fun was that for him and for you to watch?
Man, it was extremely fun. One, just to see, you know, a childhood dream come true, something that he set a goal for himself and reached that goal. But not only to do that, to play the way he's played and, again, to make it to, you know, play against, you know, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. That came up short, but, you know, it's just fun to see, you know, also a brother, a friend, again, just be successful and do what they said they were, you know, what they always wanted to do.
How much would you guys have loved to have seen Markelle and Chase Young at Dematha?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, how good of a basketball – now, be honest, how good of a basketball player was Chase Young? Or did he just bully people till they just screamed for mercy? Like, is that what
I mean, he was a stronger – he was a more undersized, you know, five-man, like almost like a Draymond. But he could play. He wasn't a bad player. He wasn't like a typical, you know, football player. Just strong, you know. But he had a little bit of game, but he swears that he can beat me, but I keep telling him, you know, he's in the right sport for a reason.
Right? Because didn't we all didn't you guys all have a guy on your team that, like, I had a football player on my team. Oh, yeah. He was 6'5" and he was built like a brick house. And you could just dump the ball down into him because 9 times out of 10, there were guys like me guarding him and he would just destroy people. And you're like, this guy's great. He's our best player. And it's just because he's so much stronger than everybody else.
Yeah. Now we actually had some bigger bigs than him. So it was, he had to battle down there with the big guys, but he held his own.
I'd like to know what kind of football player you would have been if you'd played football.
I think I would have been an outstanding football player just because of my work ethic. And I think I have really good hands, pretty athletic. I think I would have been a wide receiver. Of course, I would have, you know, took a different route as far as weight room and got really big. But I think I would have been a pretty good football player myself. I'm not going to say too much, but I think I would have been able to hold my own, you know.
I think so, too.
So just to set the record straight here, a guy that has coached high school basketball, always wanted football guys on my team because it gave you a little toughness. You know, you walk in the gym, it was very impressive. But here's the thing, Markel, football guys always think they're better basketball guys.
Exactly.
Than they really are.
Exactly.
There's a reason they're playing football.
Exactly. That's how it always goes. That's how it always goes.
Well, catch us up, Markel. How are you doing? I know you're here in Orlando, so you're staying here doing rehab. And obviously, we've been thinking about you a lot during the last couple of months. And unbelievable following from afar how great your spirits seem to be. And kind of catch us up. How you're doing?
Man, I'm doing unbelievable. You know, the grind has been started ever since, you know, I went down that day. Everything's been going really well. You know, my days have been long, super tough. But it's been worth it because the progress that I've been making and just, you know, being through the rehab process before, you learn something new about yourself, about, you know, the people around you, about, you know, your team. So your family, your friends. And it's just been a fun experience for me, you know, going through this journey. The grind has been real, but it's been fun. You know, I've just been taking it all in and enjoying it.
Markel, you've already been through one injury. You've responded well through that one. How much did that first episode that you had with your shoulder, how much, having gone through that, how much has that helped you going through this situation?
A ton. To me, the shoulder one was a lot harder, just because the injury I had is not a common injury where you've seen before. And so it was kind of hard to, you know, you don't see as many people go through that. So you don't know how it's going to be. But, you know, with the ACL is something that, you know, God forbid, you know, it has happened a lot of times. And, you know, even on our team, there's a few guys that have been through it and I've seen the way they've bounced back. So it was something that, you know, just motivated me. And then also being able to know that the process is going to, you know, be a long process. You can't try to rush back because of the love of the game that I have. But also that just taking it day by day. And again, like I said, you learn so much about your body, your, you know, yourself, your teammates, your family, your friends. So it's just embracing the process and just really taking it in. But the first time, you know, going through my first injury really helped me.
Markel, for those, you know, people that might be listening that, you know, don't really know much about the rehab process, talk a little bit about, you know, there are certain goals that you've got to get. There are testing measures that you have to meet. How has that been for you? And maybe explain what that's like to the listeners.
Yeah, it's extremely tough, you know, so anybody who's been through rehab or injury knows that, you know, the rehab process is 100 times tougher than just playing whatever sport you're playing or doing whatever you're doing. But you know, basically with technology that we have nowadays and, you know, the advanced doctors that we have, we have chances to do certain exercises and they set goals for you. So pretty much it's pretty tough to you know, reach those goals. But that's what makes it, again, it's like being on a court and going against that challenge of just competing every day, because you have to work extremely hard. And it's not easy at all, because you know, you might be tired, you know, the pain of going through what you're going through, and you have to push through that. And it's a lot, but again, that's what makes it so fun. And it makes you attack every day with a great mindset to get better.
You know, what's interesting, Markel, is you think, okay, obviously, you know, it's a long process. It's going to take several months till you get back. So you have to, you know, as like Jeff said, are there daily goals? Do you have to go in there and this is what I have to attack this day? Yeah. You just take it day by day?
So it's a little bit of both. You know, you got to have a big picture just to give yourself a timeline, but you never want to rush it. So that's one thing I always learned is take your time, but you got to have, you know, goals set as far as, you know, months ahead, the end range, you know, how many months you think that they say that it takes to get, you know, just to a point, but you always want to set your own goals within that. And then within that, you got to take it day by day, because if you look too far ahead, you know, you think that it's, you know, so far away. What I've learned is when you focus on, you know, that one day and that moment that you're in, that's how you get the fullest out of every moment that you live in, because you never know when it's going to end, what's going to happen next. So I just learned to really enjoy the moment that I'm in. And that's what I do every day. And just take it one day at a time.
All right. We got to know who's in the car with you. Who do you have there
my
with
son.
You?
This is my son, man.
Look at him.
Oh, look at that big guy.
Wow. Yeah. Adorable.
My son.
Look at so it's that. Been, what's
it's
his
been,
name?
It's been amazing. He's a junior. Markel Fultz Jr. And he's,
okay, so how has,
he's been loving right. his time.
How has life,
yeah,
how
been
has life
time.
Changed? How has life changed for Markel Sr.?
It's been a motivation. That's another, you know, reason why I wake up every day and I have a smile on my face and I'm just, you know, extra excited to go in and work, because I know I have somebody, you know, looking after me. But it's been a blessing. You know, it's been fun. It's, again, it's helped me learn a lot of things. It's been good.
Class of 2038, five-star it's prospect, point guard.
Yes, sir.
You already got
yes,
it marked
sir.
Down, David?
Yes, sir.
He's already named committed it. Where, Markel? Where's he committed to already?
Wherever he wants to go. I'm not pushing him anyway. Wherever he wants to go, that's where he can go.
That's
David
great.
Did the math. That was quick math, too, by the way. There's no way I was getting 28 out of there that fast. I can't even get my own kids right. And he's, like, going to graduate in 4 years.
I hope to be upright in 2038.
Now is he does he sleep as well as his dad? Because my understanding
hey, that's what's the funny is it cracks me up, because he sleeps just like me. He'll sleep anywhere, and the way he sleeps is like he, you know, had a long day, and sometimes I gotta look at him and just laugh. But again, I can't get mad, because I do the same thing. So I do the
have
same
been,
thing.
Have you always been like that too, by the way? Because there's sometimes on the plane and we'll look and you're out from the moment. How does that happen? Because that doesn't happen for me.
That's pretty much been me my whole life. Like, I love basketball, so I used to play all day. So I had to try to catch sleep whenever I could. And I learned how to sleep anywhere. It's just a natural talent that I love. I have long flights, and I can just go to sleep and know how to.
Markel, I'd like to ask you what you think about the team right now. You're able to watch what's going on at this moment with the ball club. What's your impression of the way the ball club is going right now?
It's been extremely fun to watch. You know, we're facing a lot of adversity with injuries and different things thrown at us, but I think what I love the most is, you know, the fight that we have and the understanding to know that, you know, although we have a lot of guys out and, you know, guys are coming back now, that we, you know, we continue to get better every game. It's not like we just gave up on each other and gave up. We're pushing to get better every day. I think we're all seeing the way, you know, Vooch is playing and really putting everybody on his back, and then you got everybody else doing their role. You know, Evans came back playing strong. You know, Chuma coming in as a rookie and playing the defense the way he is and just learning how fast he is. And, you know, it's been real fun to watch. You know, everybody's chipping in, Bacon, Mo. So it's just been fun to watch us, you know, fight through adversity. You know, everybody's being put in different, you know, places that they've probably never been in their life. And it's just fun to watch everybody grow. You really get to see what your teammates is about. And I think that everybody, you know, has that toughness and is trying to figure it out.
You know, it's interesting. We've never heard Chuma smile or laugh or crack a joke, right?
Yeah.
But they say he's very funny and he's got a great personality, right? So peel back the curtain a little bit. Let us know a little about Chuma.
Man, Chuma he's one of my favorites. Just in there, you know, he really is like, he's himself, you know? So like, he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. And, you know, sometimes you might ask him a question and he's going to give you the whatever answer it comes to his mind. And that's what I love about Chuma. He's just like, he's going to be himself no matter what. And I think a lot of, you know, everybody's starting to see it around him. You know, at first he was doing a lot of rehabs and not everybody was around him, but now you know that he's like with the team a lot more and everything, you really get to see him for who he is. And he's just a fun, he loves the game and he loves to compete.
I was going to ask Markel, do you miss, like, when the team is traveling, do you miss being around the guys?
Man,
I mean, I know it is what it is, but
I mean, even with COVID, you know, it was a little tougher this year, but that's what, you know, is the best part about being in the NBA and going through that with the team, you know, traveling on the bus, cracking jokes, you know, getting on the plane, then, you know, going to the hotel, you got shoot around and just being around your teammates, you know, you're almost around them more than you're around your family. So they really become, you know, like second nature just to see them and be around them. So it's kind of like, kind of weird, but at the same time, you know, it's been something that you, again, you don't take for granted when you get that chance to be back around there and you appreciate it more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Markel, what are your thoughts on how Vooch has taken his game to a different level? You saw it when we were in the bubble that his game started to elevate in those games. And he's carried all that over into this season. What talk about the evolution of Vooch's game from your perspective.
I think he is one of the most underrated players in the NBA. He is unbelievable. Just not only as a basketball player, but as a dude, he's just a great guy. But on the court, it's just like, you know, he just plays the game. He let the game come to him. You know, we all want him to shoot more shots, but it's like, you know, he shoots the ones that are open. He drives when he's supposed to drive, and he passes when he's supposed to pass. So it's kind of like, you know, you want him to do more. And I think that's what he's kind of been doing lately, you know, just being a little bit more aggressive. And it's just showing you how much, you know, how dominant he can be in the game, you know, because it's not just, you know, his shooting ability. It's not just his ability to drive, but he's a great passer. You know, it's hard to double team. He just does so many things that, you know, helps the team win. And that's why you got to love playing with him, because, you know, he's going to do whatever he can to help you guys win.
How much do you like playing with Vooch, Markel? What's it like to be the point guard with him setting screens for you?
I'll tell you one thing. It makes it pretty easy to have a guy that can shoot, you know, making a big second guess. And have to get out there. You know, he drags a lot of the bigs out the paint. So for a guard, you know, especially me who likes to get in the paint, you know, get to the mid-range, it just makes it very easy on me. And then, you know, being able to have him pop back, it gives me easy assists. You know, I just like helping him. You know, I try to get him easy basket because he does the same for me. So,
you know, we've been saying all year, and Jeff's been saying it, he's been championing the cause. Vooch should be taking 35, 40 shots a night.
Is that what
you're saying? Would you like to see that? Like, what's
40 shots? That's a lot of shots, 40, boys.
40, I didn't say 40. I said 30. 30 shots.
Listen, I'm saying this now because I'm you know, I'm not playing as much, but I would love to see Vooch shoot 30. But even if I was playing, I'm just joking. I would love to see, you know, Vooch be very aggressive, because one thing that he's going to do, he's going to make the right play when it comes to him. So, you know, again, I always tell people, aggression doesn't always mean you have to shoot every time, but just, right, you know, being assertive, I think that would be great for, you know, not only him, but our team.
How about Cole Anthony, Markel? You know how difficult it is as a rookie to learn the point guard position, and he was thrown right into it.
Yeah.
What have your conversations been like? I'm sure he's picked your brain. What kind of kid absolutely. Is he, and how impressed have you been with the job he was doing?
Oh, man, Cole is a unique kid. He's very funny off the court, but he loves the game. He loves to work. He brings that energy. As you guys see, he brings different things to the game. You know, though being, you know, not small, but a smaller guard, you know, the way he crashes the glass and rebounds. Sometimes it's funny, you know, you see him taking some from Vooch or, you know, somebody else, and it's almost like, but you got to love it, you know, just his aggression to be able to do those things and try to compete. And again, not to have a summer league and, you know, rookie transition and all that stuff and just get straight thrown in, and with me going down too. And I think he's done a great job. Again, you can't get mad at him. You know, he's going to make mistakes, but I think the thing that I like the best is that he's learning from his mistakes and he's trying to get better every day. And that's all you can really ask for. And as you guys see, you know, his game just steadily continue to improve. And again, yeah, I try to help him as much as I can, you know, just giving him little words of encouragement, advice and stuff that I see and that I had to go through, you know, my first year learning the players and everything like that. And I just want the best for him.
You know, you look at the team right now with you out with an injury and J.I. out with the knee injury, Aaron Gordon out. Significant players on the team. It's easy to kind of get caught up in what's going on right now. But when you look to the future, Markel, because I know you plan to be around and the team plans for you to be around a long time. What do you see as the future for this, for the young core of the basketball team?
It's super exciting. I think you're going to have a team that's going to come out and compete on both ends of the floor. And you're going to get our best shot every night. You got a lot of talent, a lot of young guys who can – really, really do it all. I think the sky's the limit because we all have work ethic. And I think that's what's so exciting about it. Even all of us, when we're in the gym, you know, we always talk about it. Me, Cole, J.I., because, you know, we're all in there right now and it sucks right now, but we always look at, you know, want to be positive and we look ahead and we just say, man, it's going to be scary when we're all back on the court, you know, doing what we love again. So it's fun to think about it, and it's exciting and I can't wait for that to happen.
You know, your positive attitude, Markel, you know, I think people are always drawn to that. You can see your teammates past, present. Everybody's drawn to your attitude. Is that, I know your mom and sister are such a big part of your life. Does that kind of come from them? Is that you? Is that your friends? I mean, where does that that positive outlook come from?
It's a little bit of everything. My mom being a single mom and then, you know, my family, my friends, you know, we all been through stuff in life. And one thing that I always understood was, you know, you can always do better. It's always someone who has it worse than you. So just try to always be positive and just try to work harder because it's always something that, you know, you probably can fix. And it's just been my motto, you know, just being faithful. I always told myself I wouldn't make excuses and I'll always work as hard as I can. Because if you do that, you know, you can't be mad if you fail, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad because, you know, if you gave it your all. So that's just one thing I try to live on.
Now, you've seen J.I. And Chuma going through similar rehabs here just recently. How much have they helped you out to give you an idea of what to expect? And I know those are two real positive, influential types of people too. So what have they meant to you?
They meant a lot. Again, like I said earlier, with the ACL injury, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have two guys who done it and have went through it. And I see them now, you know, doing better than ever. And, you know, J.I. is still going through his rehab right now, but I've also seen what he's done, you know, going through the first knee and coming back. So again, they just been there for, you know, support, and, you know, they know it's going to be tough every day. And they've told me that, and they've been there with me grinding every day. And then to also know that, you know, you have a teammate and a brother who's been through it and seen them push through it, it just gives you more motivation to, you know, get through it.
Markel, what other than not being able to play, like what is the worst part of the rehab process? Is there like a specific exercise where, you know, man, oh crap, we got to do this today. And I hate it.
I tell you this. I always say that, you know, you got two options when you wake up, you know, you can be great or you can complain. And I always say, I'm going to be great and I'm going to complain, you know, with rehab days, because, you know, it's a machine called BFR and STEM. They mix both of those together. And it's like it's the craziest thing ever, you know, going through it. You want to be so mad and you want to fight. But the payoff that comes from it is unbelievable. And that's all, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you go through that grind and hurt, but, you know, seeing it pay off is even better.
Jeff went through his ACL injury. The worst part, I understand, Jeff, you've told the story many times, was when they wrapped the wire and the duct tape around your knee. it would rub on your skin, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And when the trainer was smoking and just told you to go right back out there.
Oh, that's incredible.
Get right back out there. What are you doing?
25 years is amazing progress, Markel, about ACL injuries. So
absolutely, absolutely.
I know a little bit about it, but I know you're in good hands and everything. You're absolutely in very good hands. Hey, so let me throw this out at you. We had, I don't know if you talked to him, we had J.I. on our broadcast for a quarter. When are we going to get Markel Fultz to come and join us on the broadcast and give us a little insight into what's going on out there?
Definitely. Once I'm able to move around a little bit better and without my crutches, I definitely want to get on there with you guys. I would love to do that.
Fantastic. All right, last thing. I know you're there. I know you're at your destination, but set the scene for us when you're watching your team, especially a night like the Warriors when you have that crazy finish. Oh, man. Take us through it.
One, I'm usually – if we're playing at home, I'm in here. I'm in the back, you know, supporting guys. But when you guys were on the road, I'm in the house on my couch. I usually have a nice meal, you know. I've been eating healthier, so usually some salmon or something. I got a nice gallon of water, my son and my lady, and we're all tuned in, and most likely they fall asleep because a lot of those games on this last road trip were pretty late. So I tried to stay up, but, you know, I had to take an energy drink a few times, but it was a good setup. You know, I had a nice TV, and it was all good.
I didn't know they sell salmon at Chick-fil-A now.
Yeah. I haven't had Chick-fil-A in a minute, man. I miss it so much, you know. I'll get back to it. It's going to pay off, though.
Yeah, well, George and I have been eating our share, so we got you covered. All right, hey, Markel, this is great. Thanks so much for giving us some time. Great to catch up with you, and we can't wait to see you soon, all right?
Always. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Markel.
This podcast brought to you by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.